On the morning of September 26th, 72-year-old Yolanda Ramirez went to her brother Ruben's house in Brentwood, California, to drive him to a scheduled medical appointment. However, upon her arrival to the home, Ruben did not answer the door. Ramirez then called into the house in order to get his attention. Instead of her brother, the Brentwood Police Department showed up. A male police officer, believed to be Officer Aaron Peachman, then reportedly grabbed Ramirez. Yolanda Ramirez's son, Rich Ramirez, recounts the following witness testimonies.
Throughout the encounter, my mom was heard saying, you know, why are you doing this? What did I do wrong? I'm here for my brother to pick him up. You know, you're hurting me. I'm not resisting arrest.
However, from the testimonies, the officer did not listen to Ramirez. Due to a lack of information from authorities, the family has hired civil rights attorney Melissa C. Nold of Nold Law. She is now representing the Ramirez family, who is demanding answers about what happened to their beloved grandmother while in custody of Brentwood police.
The Brentwood officer, you know, handcuffed Ms. Ramirez. She was, like, made to get down on her knees on the, like, on the ground. And it sounds like they were trying to get her to, on her own, you know, on her own strength to get back up, and were frustrated with her because she couldn't get back up. And so as she's on her way to the patrol car, the male officer struck her head against the window, and then she was seen kind of sitting, you know, like feet out of the back seat of the car, and the male officer was yelling at the female officer to kind of go around and sort of drag her into the car.
Testimony from neighbors says that a male officer reportedly struck the 72-year-old woman in the head while entering the patrol car. Ramirez's body would soon go limp.
Her legs were hanging out, and one of the officers went to the other side and pulled her in, and the other one slammed the door to hard enough where one of the witnesses thought that he might have broken her legs.
Grainy Ring camera footage shows that officers then left Ramirez unattended in the police vehicle as her property was searched and the police conversed amongst themselves.
After about 10 minutes, they went back to the car. Just the male officer opened the door and, like, looked at her, but didn't interact with her. There wasn't, like, a conversation, wasn't saying anything to her. And then he goes back and talks to the other officers, and then they all go over and kind of look at her, not interacting with her. And then the next thing they know, a few minutes later, there's an ambulance coming. And then the EMTs and the police officers essentially are dragging her back out of the car. It seems like at that point she wasn't conscious because they had, like, people on all the quadrants of her body. And, you know, she had vomited at that point, which is, you know, a sign of a pressure in the brain, a brain head trauma.
It was later confirmed that Ramirez had suffered a brain bleed. She was transported to John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek for emergency brain surgery and was later placed on life support. On October 3rd, the family made the difficult decision to remove her from life support. It has been over a month since her passing and almost two since the incident. However, the Ramirez family says that they still have not personally heard from the Brentwood Police Department or the District Attorney Office. The only news that the Ramirez family has received is a public post on the police department's Facebook page, where the department claimed that, quote, Ramirez was placed under a citizen's arrest at the request of a family member, end quote. The family has denied the validity of this claim. Rudy Ramirez, Yolanda's husband of 55 years, expressed his frustration over the lack of answers.
They didn't care enough to try and clarify what had happened. We, to this date, have not heard anything from them. We're just waiting for them to be more transparent, like they say they are, which is not true, because we have not spoken to anybody to help us understand what had happened and why.
Nold affirms the frustration, noting that it's highly unusual for police officers to not call the family in situations such as this. Nold also told KPFA that this is the first time that she has had a case where her private investigator was the first individual to speak to witnesses, both before the DA's office and the police department.
I've never seen a case where a person died in custody and they didn't put out some sort of a press statement. Even in cases where they, you know, where people were asphyxiated or died in unusual circumstances and they were going to say it was medical when it wasn't. And, you know, the George Floyd kind of cases that didn't get national news, where they would put out some sort of statement, even just to say, you know, we detained somebody and they had a medical emergency, nothing. They wouldn't tell the family anything. They called, they went by the police department. I contacted the interim chief of police and got on the call with him. They wouldn't tell us anything. The DA investigators won't tell us anything.
Yolanda Ramirez was a grandmother, mother, and wife. She was known for her love for gardening and known for her homemade tortillas and chicken enchiladas. She worked at Contra Costa County Health Services for nearly 30 years, as noted in her obituary.
Now we're living in this different reality. And when I go to bed at night, I talk to her and I tell her I'm sorry what had happened to her. And that I love her, and that's the best I can do.
KPFA News has filed a Public Records Act request for the Brentwood Police Department for body camera and dash camera footage. However, our inquiry has yet to receive a response at the time of this report. The Ramirez family is organizing a press conference on Wednesday, November 12th, ahead of the Brentwood City Council meeting at 6 p.m., where they will make the demand for long overdue answers. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.